Good morning. It is Friday. Happy Friday to you. April the 8th, just about. I think it's just about the 8th. Does that sound right, Kelvin? Okay. Very good. And today is the Friday wrap-up, so we're going to talk about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Let's get into it. On Monday, we talked about the Monday morning blog rule, and that featured a look at WordPress SEO and what does it do to blog rolls that are set up as a separate page or a domain versus a list of links in your sidebar. Take a look at that, and you might explore the chance of setting yourself up with a responsive HTML5 ready, mobile ready list of links for your blog roll, and just have a single link in the sidebar that goes to that, and you can do a lot more optimization with that. We talked about internet and network solutions from VDomain Hosting. They have a infographic, 10 things to do to get business today. That began back in the 80s. Take a look at that in the show notes for Monday. And Kelvin came up with two good links on Monday. The always updated guide to social media logos. So if there's ever a change in a social media logo and you've got web content that says, hey, follow us on Facebook, right? And they change the brand image, then you'll have an updated list there of what things are. And then so that you can keep busy, there's 6 spring cleaning tips for your social media strategy. All in the Monday show notes. And if you go to the Geyer Cook Report, what? The Geyer Cook Report? .podbean.com, it'll be there. On Tuesday, we talked about SEO tips. And the Reader's Digest of SEO tips come from the Beginner's Guide that's linked off of AddThis. In the show notes that are available, like I said, on the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, there's a link there that goes to AddThis.com's blog post about SEO for beginners and how to optimize your search. Just the basic getting it done. Don't need to get real heavy into the SEO stuff. Just how do you do it? And that's a good set of information there. So we got Monday and Tuesday done. We'll put those off to the side and we'll look at Wednesday. On Wednesday, we have a new graphic for the Geyer Cook Report. Because on Wednesday, we changed the name. I did some homework research Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, and I said, you know, if we keep calling this the Cook Report, as much as a household word as it is, ba-dump-dump, I'll be here all week. The fact is, it does lousy in search. So I did a search in Google, and there's a tip for you. If you log into Google and do a search, you're going to get your most recent searches. So log out of Google. So you're just a person, and then do a search for the Geyer Cook Report, and we get found. It comes up. So we changed the name on Wednesday, all of the links, and if you find something that doesn't have the Geyer Cook Report as the name changed, please let us know, because we need to get those links updated so everything is current and working. So use the GeyerCookReport.com, or the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. It'll even work better. So Thursday, on B2B Thursday, welcome to the room, new people that just came in, directed primarily at the Chrissy the Dane from Denmark. The infographics on Thursday dealt with breaking away from expensive TV and print advertising for small and medium-sized businesses and finding out the benefits of getting into local business on Google. The local search results on Google are going to give you some results you're going to like. You're going to get better search rank. You're going to get more traffic to your website. And you're going to get some useful information, like what are your demographics? Like how many of your users are men versus women? What are the 3 biggest markets? Like on this search that I did, the 3 biggest markets were USA, UK, and I would have thought it would say in China. But it didn't. It said India. I went, why? I wonder why that is. But you know what? I got to thinking about it. Doesn't China block Google, Kelvin? And so it might be that's the reason India, even though their population isn't as big as China, they still have a big population, and that's why they came in at number three. The most common profession is an engineer. So take a look at the show notes, the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, and right now it's shout out time. So I better get this crib note back here so I do it right. And so we have a shout out. Thank you. Our good friends at Edinburgh Dusters. Fraser has done a great job getting the graphics going, giving us some tips on podcasting and so forth, as well as being a representative, the owner of the company that likes to clean in Edinburgh. So if you have cleaning needs in Edinburgh, Scotland, give that guy a call. For digital media, you want to talk to albadigitalmedia.com. They're also located in Scotland, in Stirling. And Kevin Scullion is his name. If you're doing web design, updating graphics, those kinds of things that deal with podcasting and hardware and such, give him a call. Big thank you to Blab. They make this effort pretty painless, pretty easy done. They're giving us the recording and the video by email right after we end the show. Big thanks for that. And so that video that we get, of course, it's going to be on YouTube. So if you're listening and watching on YouTube, we'd appreciate you making a comment, giving us some feedback, and click that little red subscribe button up there and subscribe to our channel. Give us a go. And hopefully we'll do a great job for you. Thank you for listening to the podcast today and every day. We're on Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. I appreciate your feedback and comebacks and the show notes again for one final time. The new name, the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. And on that note, I'm going to just say those three magic words. It's a wrap.